Time for the Molloy Drive Show podcast. For better vision, near or far, should have gone to Specsavers. Get $150 off Specsavers' quality range of multifocal lenses. Limited time, conditions apply. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
Big show today, Dave. Ooh. How goes?
Good, this Mickey. Is huge. What's up?
Well, Dave Reynolds joins us.
Oh,
talk
yeah.
Talk all things supercars. It's been a while since we checked in with him.
So good.
Denise Scott, one of our favourites.
Love.
Yes, she goes off like a firecracker.
Does she?
And we'll get to all of her antics of late. And Nerolee Meadows will be checking in from India for the latest. The IPL's been shut down.
Amazing.
We'll talk about the Aussies, what their chances of getting home are, and what life is like on the ground in India.
Unreal.
News of the day, close to the home, Sydney.
Yeah.
Man, out and about, in public, positive to COVID-19.
No good.
Contact tracing is underway. We're going to ask you, if you were contact traced, what would be the most embarrassing thing to pop up?
Okay.
Where have you been in the last couple of days that you wouldn't want anyone to know?
All right.
We'll get to the bottom of that. We'll have the crime report, song whisperer. We'll take your calls, take your tweets.
Off we go. Big Wednesday. Molloy starts now.
For the drive home, this is Molloy.
Thanks to Specsavers, where you can get $150 off their limited range of multifocal lenses. Limited time conditions apply. The quality range. This is Molloy on Triple M.
You got that right. The best in the business.
Specsavers, so good.
Hey, Dave, big news coming out of New South Wales. A man has tested positive after being very active in Sydney while infectious. The man in his 50s attended a Bondi Junction cinema and several stores while the source of his coronavirus infection is unclear. Here is a news report on the issue.
He attended a film, The Courier, the Event Cinema in Bondi Junction on Friday the 30th of April. In the Rushcutters Bay, we've got the Figo restaurant, got Silverwater, Joe's Barbecues and Heating, Silverwater Tucker's Barbecue, Annandale Barbecues Galore, and Casula Barbecues Galore, The Crossroads, Saturday the 1st of May, and Bondi Junction at the Meat Store on Sunday the 2nd of May.
I have a feeling we may be looking for Matt Preston.
He's painting a real picture, this bloke.
I like this guy.
Yeah,
I like his style.
Hang out too.
Three barbecue shops and then a butcher.
Yes.
I'll hang out with him. I'll risk it.
What a
I'll risk an infection.
That's right.
But I'll be going to a barbecue at
Come
this guy's joint. He's an aficionado.
Oh, mate.
Whoever he is. And he's been to see a film called The Courier.
I've not heard of it.
Bondi Junction. You haven't heard of it?
No.
Oh, I've got the trailer here.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
What do you want me to do? Sell that man a barbecue.
I'm here to open a door to the top manufacturers in the West.
Barbecue, anybody? I've almost forgot my apron.
Make sure you wear it while you're in Moscow.
Oh, the courier. Okay,
we may have, someone may have tampered with it. He likes his meat.
He does.
Oh, I like meat.
Well, he's got a Weber. You might be on the market for a Weber. Is he after the coal or the gas-based barbecues? I mean, he's shopping around.
I don't think he cares, mate, as long as it cooks a good meat.
Right.
Who would you be? See, this goes, now this is the thing, and I want to point this out to people.
Right.
Be careful, because you're being contact traced like everyone else. So if you get this, be fully aware that they're going to contact trace you.
Yes.
So have a good think about where you've been the last few days and what would pop up when they say, the man in his 40s from Elsternwick was seen coming out of whatever.
Yeah.
Well, that could be you.
That's right.
So it can get embarrassing. Here's one. Here was a contact trace from Victoria, I think, which one of those which induced a lockdown.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
There have now been three exposure sites identified throughout Melbourne, including the Dan Murphy Sunshine, Marciano's Cakes at Maidstone, as well as clothing retailer Off Your Tree at Taylor's Lakes.
Off Your Tree is, it's for,
drug
paraphernalia,
right.
I would have thought.
Yeah.
And so he's got Cakes.
Yeah.
He's been to Cakes. Where else?
Dan Murphy's. And Off Your Tree.
He's got the munchies.
That's right.
He's had a few beers.
He's gone
Off Your Tree, and then he's got the munchies and gone to the Cakes.
Yeah.
There was another one which went to the kebab key, which was at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
He made an ATM withdrawal and then proceeded to Kebab King. I go, I think I know.
Yeah.
I think I can contract trace that guy.
It paints a picture of who you are, though, doesn't it? With that, you're kind of thinking about it. And do you want that public? Do you want people to know what you've been doing?
1-3-3-5-3. Here we go. Right-o. If you were contact traced, what's the most embarrassing location that would pop up on your tracing in the last few days?
24, 48 hours or whatever.
What about you? What would it be for you?
I can tell you where I've been today. I can tell you exactly where I've been today.
Any venue that you might be embarrassed about?
I'm not embarrassed. I mean, I don't think. I was at Muffin Break this morning. What's so weird about that?
It's just
small flat whites and a carrot cake. Oh, wait, you shut up. Then we had...
The man was seen getting out of a gets.
And then we went to
Muffin Break.
National Tiles because we're looking for tiles for the
National
pool.
National Tiles.
Hello.
You know this guy?
Frank Walker from National Tiles.
And well, now Frank Walker's got to go and get...
That's right.
Get his
Wednesday special buys at Aldi. I was looking at the wood chipper today. So Muffin Break, National Tiles and Aldi. That's my morning. That's where I've been. Contact tracing.
Probably the worst one for me in the last
week. Here we go.
Well, you know... Dave. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Okay, righto.
So you know I'm a man of the people.
Yeah, you're Mickey.
And I love my football.
You do?
And I love watching Richmond play.
You do,
and
last
weekend I went down and saw Richmond play the Bulldogs.
Oh, yeah.
Like I normally do.
Top of the table, yeah.
However, on this occasion, I may have been in the Chemist Warehouse box.
Yeah.
Which is not...
Mate,
thank you to everyone at Chemist Warehouse, by the way, who are great people.
What do you mean a box? Like a corporate box?
Oh, a corporate box.
Free food and
like
drink.
Like I was with Warnie the week before.
Oh, with that hat. Yeah, I remember that sort of photo.
But my reputation could... Because I'm up the corporate end of town.
Because you're a man of the people.
Big hello to Mario and the gang out there.
Well, where are you watching this week's footy, by the way?
I'm considered one of their top-end clients.
Oh, is that right?
Viagra, mainly. You know, they look after their big clients.
Yeah, that's right. The big spenders. Yeah,
the big spenders. The high rollers.
Yeah, the high rollers.
I'm a Chemist Warehouse high roller.
The blue tablets. Yeah,
but so that, you know, if someone was tracing me, a corporate box into football.
Doesn't seem right, does it?
That's not you. Minnie's on the line. Minnie, you've got an idea. What's on your contact tracing, what would bob up?
Yeah.
Bras and things. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How'd you go?
It'd be more embarrassing if Dave was caught in bras and things, but I just would have thought, Minnie, that's part of it.
And
what were you doing there?
Pardon?
What were you doing there?
I was looking for bras and things.
Okay, I understand the bras. What's the things? Can you enlighten me?
That's a good point.
What's the things?
Oh, you know, something very nice to wear on Mother's Day for my husband is all.
Hello,
Minnie. That's awesome.
I think your husband wouldn't mind catching a bit of COVID, even if that's the price you have to pay.
Yes.
Well done, Minnie.
Minnie, what about $100 for you on behalf of us for Mother's Day as well? Here at Malloy, you've got a gift voucher coming your way. Hey, maybe you could spend it at Bras and Things too. So
Give
yourself something extra special.
Thank you.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah,
give your husband a real treat.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, well done, Minnie. You get the idea. 1-3-3-5-3. Tell us, contact tracing, what would come up?
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
It is Neroli Meadows from India coming up soon on Malloy. We've got Dave Reynolds as well. And we've got Denise Scott coming up too.
It's an embarrassment of riches when it comes to guests for today's show. In the meantime, the news coming out of Sydney, not great. Man tested positive to COVID-19. He's undergoing contract tracing, which shows he went to 4 barbecue shops and then a butcher.
Yep.
Could be Matt Preston. I don't know.
Someone check.
Could be the chef from Healthy, Wealthy and Wise. I don't know.
Healthy, Wealthy and Wise. Huey Hewitson.
He's good bloke.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, so we got thinking, what's the most embarrassing thing? If you got contract traced, what would bob up on your... contact tracing may be embarrassing to you. And guys, just so we're all clear, please don't ring up again with sex shop or brothel.
Yeah, we get it.
We get it.
A lot
Some
of calls.
Of you
why
go
we going
and indulge, but
Whitney's
please,
had enough.
Can you keep Whitney's answering the phones and she's quite appalled by your behaviour. Yeah. No more, please. Lachlan's on the line, though. Lachlan,
hey, Lachlan,
what would show up in your feed if we were contract tracing you for the last couple of days?
That would be Honey Birdette, mate.
Honey Birdette.
What's that?
Describe
it. It's a sexy lingerie store.
It's a sexy lingerie store.
Bit exotic.
And what were you doing there?
Getting stuff for the missus.
Well, she's a
well
lucky
said.
Lady. Now, I've always thought this is an interesting one. Mm. Do you buy on spec or do you make a judgment call?
How does that?
Because this could blow up in your face.
True.
You come home with something I don't know. Yeah. Let's call it a little slutty. Or the, maybe more so than...
Maybe
you've got the vibe
inappropriate,
right. Maybe thinking, oh, it'll be a classy kind of upmarket number.
Yeah. It's very personal. Yeah,
and you've gone a bit saloony from the Wild West.
Yeah.
It's the type of thing. Are you going there with something in mind, or are you just shopping about?
Hoping for the best. Just
shopping about. Jeez, you're honest, got no idea.
You're a brave man.
I'm having a look at the website right now.
And what do you make
Honey
of it, Dave?
Very expensive, Lachlan. Like,
what is wrong with you?
Mate, I'm telling you, the Martika push-up bra 10E, $159. That's $160 for a bra.
See, I think you're a bras and things man. I think you are.
Wow, it goes back to the catalogue when I was a young boy.
Oh, Dave.
Oh, Lachlan knows what I'm talking
Dave,
about.
Dave, what are you
That's
saying?
It,
bras and things catalogue.
Bras and things what? When you were young. Yeah. So you used to go out to the letterbox and get the bras and things catalogue.
That's right.
And knock yourself out.
Yep. $160
I was more of a
bra.
National Geographic man.
For the 70s
Honey
sort of style.
Bird, 160 is not too much. You're doing the right thing, Lachlan. Well done. Duke him, Dave.
The case of Brick Lane Draft for you, Lachlan. Good on you, mate.
Lovely,
Mark, Mark's
mate.
On well the done, line. Dude. Mark, where were you? What would sharpen your feed? Where were you that you weren't supposed to be?
Well, Mick, I was actually just thinking about this on the weekend. I had a long weekend on a work day on the Monday, and I was on a flight.
Oh, my God.
And I was thinking if I got COVID tested on the flight, then I'd have to explain why I'm off work and where it is.
And where you were and why you're wearing a Hawaiian shirt. But listen, mate, no, all that has to happen is someone on that flight gets COVID tested, and bang, you're in.
Yeah, that's right.
They'll go to seat 5G or wherever you were, and that is on your record, my friend.
Yeah, I know, not good.
How would that go? Is it okay at home, just the work would be upset?
Yeah, work wouldn't be happy. Not at all.
And just give me a ballpark. What kind of work are you in, Mark?
What's it line?
Oh, I can't say.
Oh, it's pretty niche.
Okay, good on you, Mark. Yeah. You get the idea. 133353.
Get
involved.
Keep them coming. 133353 is the number. Contact tracing. Where you been?
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
We are talking about the contact tracing that's going on. A man in Sydney has tested positive for COVID
barbecues.
After being out in the community. Yeah. He's gone to 3 barbecue shops and meat
and a butcher.
we like this guy's style. He went to a film called The Courier. At Bondi Junction. The Courier. What's the most embarrassing film you've been to that if you got contact traced?
It would be Brokeback Mountain that I saw on my own. That's probably that one, yeah.
Nothing embarrassing about that, Dave?
No, there's nothing embarrassing about it. But
I'll tell you what, though. Do you know what I learned from Brokeback Mountain?
Yeah.
If you're going on a fishing trip, bring back some fish. That's all I'm saying.
Write that down.
Didn't win the Oscar that year.
It did not.
I think that's one of the, you know, they talk about bombshell disgraces.
Yep.
I think there was a film called Crash,
right,
which was an LA film, and everyone's in Hollywood, they go, oh my God, it's so LA.
Yeah.
And the clear standout film that year
was
Brokeback Mountain and didn't get the gong. I went and saw a film called, at about midday, sadly, on my own.
I
saw a film called Night and Day, which had Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah, it's strong.
And Cameron Diaz in it, but it was a rom com.
Okay.
I was sitting in the cinema on my own, and just before it started, another guy walked in on his own. It was a guy I knew from the Yarra's Cricket Club. He sat about 20 seats away, and he goes, I won't tell if you don't tell.
Shut up, Dave.
Hey, what's the most embarrassing place you've been to if you got contact traced today that will come up on your file? Adam's on the line. Adam, what is it?
It's not me, it's my stepson. He went to a waxing parlour for a back, sack and crack wax.
Jeez.
Wow. Okay. I would have thought they'd be shut during COVID times. Man.
Yeah, this is Mount Isa, so everything's
okay. Who's getting a sack, crack and back wax?
Mount Isa.
Sheep. Didn't know they were that. Didn't know the
miners. Is he hairy? Is he like a gorilla sort of style operator? What's it?
Yeah, I think they use still equipment. Yeah.
A job for Jim's mowing, is it? Hey, Adam, a Duke him, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane coming to you in Cairns there, Adam. Good on you, mate.
Good on you, mate. Draft. Glenn's calling. Glenn, contact tracing, where have you been? It might be a little embarrassing for you.
Happy Herb Shop.
The Happy Herb Shop. Now, what were you getting at the Happy Herb Shop?
What happens there?
Aphrodisiac chocolate.
Oh, good on you. Oh, that's Glenn. A big night in. For Mother's Day? Is it for Mother's Day? What are you? Who are you buying for?
It'll be for whenever. I'm just not telling her it's aphrodisiac.
Okay, I'm not sure that's moral, but maybe it's legal or at least moral.
Violation there.
I think you should discuss it before you
consent
crack open the... I think any chocolate's aphrodisiac for a woman.
That's true.
Is it not? All right, well done, Glenn. Arthur's on the line. Arthur, where have you been contact tracing-wise that might bob up to embarrass you?
I have been to Inflatable World.
Hey, Kate, I'm going to have to ask you, what more information on Inflatable World?
What's that about?
It's a big building full of inflatable jumping castles.
Ah, for kids.
For kids.
For kids. Yeah. So you were there for what?
Our birthday party, my niece's birthday.
Well, that's good. You're going to have to add all that because if it just says a man was seen at Inflatable World, it doesn't reflect well on you till you give the extra information.
It needs to be known, yeah.
Anyway, well done. Duke him, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane, the draft for you there, Arthur. In Townsville. Thanks,
mate. Townsville. Big hello to all our North Queensland listeners coming through today. Steve's on the line. Steve, where did you go that might embarrass you?
Not so much embarrassing unless I get caught out if something happens.
Well, that's what had happened, though. But it'd be like saying, I can't come to work today, and then they find out you're on, I don't know, Hamilton Island.
Yeah.
No, it was almost as good as Hamilton Island.
Righto.
I got asked to go to his birthday party. Said, yeah, sweet, no worries, I'll be there. Realised 2 days prior, it's on the same day, I had to go 4 hours south to the Red Hot Summer Tour. How do you say no to Jimmy Barnes, Diesel, John Stevens, Hoodoo Gurus? I told him I was sick that morning and headed down to Bribey Island for a great night.
Instead of going to your mate's party.
Yeah.
Mate, that's not going
to
go well for you.
So if anything was to break out from Bribey Island, I'd be in trouble.
Let's hope the Bribey Island cluster is still kept under control. Well done, Steve. Time for one more quick one. Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
Where did you go that might blow up in your face?
Well, I always consider myself a bit of a manly man, but the missus decided to take me for a mani-pedi one day.
A mani-pedi. I don't even know what that is, but it sounds like it hurts. And it
manicure and pedicure, Mr. Malloy.
Right.
Aaron, you need to get that off the contract tracing list immediately, or your mates will go berserk.
Very quickly.
Duke him, Dave.
You got yourself a case of Brick Lane, Aaron, from the Gold Coast through 92.5 Triple M. Coming your way, the draft, which you'll love. Hey, up next, Neroli Meadows is going to join us from India. Lots of big news coming out of there. Right after this, Malloy, Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
India cancelled its most popular sports tournament, the Indian Premier League.
No crowds, fewer stadiums, and players lived in a bio bubble. But eventually,
several players and staff tested positive for COVID-19, and three teams have gone into isolation.
Former Australian Test cricketer Michael Hussey has reportedly tested positive.
It's a huge disappointment here for millions, where cricket is almost a religion.
People saying that that's the only solace they have, that's the only escape they have from what's happening in India, which is absolutely tragic.
Pat Cummins.
I think we're all hoping that we can just get home like we would normally planned, and the borders open on May 15. At the moment, as it stands, we wouldn't be allowed back in. So if we can't get home, it won't be from lack of trying from all those involved.
Well, this was what now feels like an inevitable development from a country that's on the rack, doing it so tough. Hearts go out to everyone in India. But the IPL, they were soldiering on with, but there it is. I think players from four different teams tested positive.
What a shame.
Enough's enough. It can't be done. This is a health disaster. Calling in now live from Mumbai is Neroli Meadows, who's been our connection over there for some time. Nez, how are you? Are you fine? And can you paint the picture for us on the ground over there?
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I'm fine. I'm staying calm and I'm really just focusing on what I can at the moment. I'm safe in the bubble that I've been in. Our bubble's a bit different to the players because they've been travelling around to venues, whereas I'm in the staff studio one where it's basically just in this hotel and then to the studio and back.
Yeah.
There are plans at the moment to get us all out at the moment, and I think Cricket Australia is speaking right now about that. The problem is that most other foreign players that are over here at the moment are going back to their countries and doing hotel quarantine or whatever it is that's in place, whereas we can only go to a country that allows us in because Australia won't allow us in right now. So there are only a couple of options there. So it sounds like the Maldives is probably the most likely option at the moment, and that's probably where we'll end up until the ban is reassessed, and then we'll go again from there. So right now we have no passage home, but once again, I'm personally feeling very calm, and I trying to focus on what I can control at this point.
So I don't know if you're aware of it, but that policy implemented by the government is getting a lot of criticism internally here in Australia, and I think that it may have to be addressed from all quarters. Mm. Everyone thinks this is out of order, and it's not on. I don't even know if it's constitutional, to be honest. That's part of having a passport and being Australian, that you are allowed safe passage in and out of your own country. So I think there'll be news on that front. Mm. Hopefully good. You're right. Nick Hockley from Cricket Australia has come forward to tell us what will happen in regards, I think, to Australian cricketers and officials. Let's have a listen.
The BCCI is working through arrangements to repatriate all the players, the support staff, umpires, commentators as quickly and safely as possible. What we're working to do and what the BCCI are working to do, and they've been incredibly cooperative, is working to move the entire cohort out of India, so where they will then wait until it's possible to return to Australia.
In other news, Mike Hussey has tested positive to COVID. Have you had a chance to talk to him, or do you know how he's going?
Yeah, look, my understanding is that he had a weak positive come through, so there are more tests done, and I believe that's been confirmed that it's come through as COVID positive. So my thoughts are just with him, and my correspondence with him is more just checking in to make sure he's okay rather than specifics over it, because I'm sure he's getting completely inundated with messages right now. But, you know, all of those guys are friends of mine, and the Huffy boys have been sort of, we've been in contact this whole way through, checking in on each other, because even though we're in different bubbles, we're obviously in the same situation. So I just really hope that he's okay, and that everything will be fine, and that he can get out eventually as well. So he's, as everyone knows, he is one of the greatest humans you will ever come across. Right now, when you hear news like that, to be honest, the thoughts is with the person as opposed to the situation that we're all in.
You've been vaccinated, haven't you, Nez?
No, because we couldn't get it in Australia.
Oh, my God. So there you go. Neralee, can I say, I don't know anyone who's spent more time in quarantine than you have in recent times, doing your job, travelling the world, and I think you've spent as much time in as you have out of quarantine. Please look after yourself. You're well-loved back here at home, and we're going to get you home safely and hope you're taking care of yourself. Mm. And there you go. We will stay in touch with you. As I said, it still seems like a fairly fluid situation over there. And thank you for bringing us another update on the ground over there in India. Thanks, Nez.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Neralee Meadows there. More sport coming up in just a moment. Bathurst champion Dave Reynolds to join us after that.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy.
It is Malloy all around Australia on Triple M. Listen through the listener app as well. Denise Scott coming up in the second hour. Dave Reynolds in just a moment.
Before we get to Dave, though, we've been talking about contact tracing. A guy in Sydney who's tested positive got traced to 3 barbecue shops and a butcher.
Yeah.
We think it may be Matt Preston. We're not sure. But we were asking people, if you were contact traced, where would you have bobbed up that you wouldn't want anyone to know about, or maybe slightly embarrassing to you? Bernie's on the line.
Oh, Bernie.
Where are you calling from, Bernie?
South Australia.
Well, good on you. And where were you that if you're contact traced might blow up in your face?
Ukulele night.
Okay. Yeah, it's not going to reflect well on you, Bernie. What were you doing at ukulele night?
At the Old Spot Hotel in the northern suburbs.
Right, okay. And what's ukulele night?
Yeah.
Well, ukulele night is where a group of collective ukuleleists play, and so there was about 60 people there, suppose.
All playing ukuleles.
Yeah.
And a sing along. Don't forget the sing along.
Oh well, geez, COVID would rip through there.
Yeah.
That'd be a cluster. We call it the ukulele cluster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Duke and Dave.
You've got yourself a case of Brick Lane Draft coming your way as well, Bernie.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
All right, a bloke. We don't need to contract trace this bloke because we know where he's been and what he's doing. He's currently 7th in the Supercar Championship, 3rd at Sandown recently. Man. Here he comes. It's Dave Reynolds. Davey Reynolds. How are you, Dave?
Hey, Mickey. Hey, boys. How you going?
Good to see
you. We're good. Great to have you on board. You still owe me a hot lap, by the way. I've been waiting. You know, you haven't been called.
Well,
I invited you last time. You didn't even reply.
I couldn't do it. And we still want a hot lap in the gets with Dave. Yeah, I want to see you panning around Sandown in the gets.
He'll blow the motor.
I'll take you for a drive, no worries. I've driven a gets around Sandown. It's quite exciting. No, not really.
Gets would be good. Have you ever done a smash-up derby, Dave? Have you ever done one of those?
No, I'd love to. Let's start one.
In the gets.
No.
Paint a number on the roof and get stuck in it. What about a monster truck? Have you ever been in a monster truck, Dave?
No, I'd love to, though. I'd love to.
What's on your bucket list? Yeah. What would you really love to have a crack
at? What do you want
to
do?
Oh, a Formula One car for sure.
One car for sure. You know, I got invited into the two-seater McLaren, but I had to get down to 90 Ks. Missed it by 14 Ks. Busted two zips trying to get into the suit.
Tried really hard.
I did do a hot lap at Phillip Island with Mick Doohan, who basically popped a mono as we got out. And I still to this day, I'm not sure if he's piss farting around or is my weight on the back that actually drove it up. Yeah. How are you going? Yeah. How are you finding the Ford Mustang at Kelly Grave Racing? How's it going?
Yeah, mate, going really good. Our little Penrite car's going all right. We're seventh in the championship. We're still working out. Still ironing out the bugs, but, you know, they've still got a few things in the fire to build and make it go fast, but I'm enjoying it.
And have you taken to the Ford? Is it now your natural habitat, the cabin of the Ford Mustang?
Oh, yeah, getting the hang of it. I've only had three rounds in it, so, you know, probably by this round, hopefully we'll hit our strides and we'll start going really well, but... we're racing at Tail and Bend this weekend, which is like an hour out of Adelaide.
Now, tell us, what do we need to know about the track?
Well, it's like quite a fast-flowing style circuit. I actually believe, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I think they're trying to steal F1 from Melbourne and take it there.
Oh, no kidding.
It's kind of that style of track. It's like fast-flowing, really good surface, really smooth.
Yeah, wow.
Which is not the best for our supercars, but it's, you know,
This is a bombshell.
Yeah,
the phone lines have just blown up.
Yeah, yeah.
This is like you've just dropped a nuclear bomb.
Bernie Eccles.
It's like the F1 is going there. Well, it's not. I'm just saying it could.
What did you say, Dave?
That style of track.
Bernie Eccles is online too.
He's online too. Wouldn't that be great for Adelaide? Because they were always pissy when Melbourne stole the Grand Prix. Remember Jeff Kennett?
Oh, yeah.
Stole the Grand Prix from Adelaide. Mm. And that was during the Kick a Vic campaign, I think. Old "We hate you because you're Victorian" chants. And I can understand why. Mm. And by the way, it was a very good street circuit, wasn't it?
It was an amazing street circuit. Going back on what I said, I believe it's probably not going to happen because they're doing upgrades.
I'm going to say I got from
you
the horses
say
now. It's now I'm going to get the news person to go. Yeah. Dave Reynolds said earlier on the Molloy program, Adelaide is trying to pinch the Formula One Grand Prix.
Well, if you were a government, wouldn't you be trying to do that anyway?
Yes, you would. How are you going to go on the weekend? Going to pull a finger out? I expect you on the podium, but I want you higher up the podium. Well, what are we looking at? I want to see a shoey, basically.
Mate, if I win 100%, I'll do a double shoey.
Oh, a double shoey?
If I win, I'll even get knighted with my own shoe up there.
And for Ryu, a booty. I want to see a booty.
A booty
for Ryu. How is the little fella?
Yeah.
Mate, he's going really good, thanks. I'll bring him in next time you can meet him.
Maybe he could sit in the back for the hot lap. He'll be in the baby chair. I'll be next to him in the back, and you can go and do it. Hey, mate, we love catching up with you, Dave. Hey, good on you. Good on the team at Penrite.
Thanks, man.
We love catching up with
you. Podcast, by the way, Below the Bonnet, which you don't want to miss too, which is amazing.
Congratulations. Yes. I hear this is going to become a TV show.
Is that right?
Well, yeah, we're on KO at the minute, on KO Freebies. So
Let's film my...
Yeah, well, no, 100%. Let's do it. I'll get you next time. 100%, mate.
All right. Be great to get on the telly. Good. We might get you into the front bar one day. I think it'd be good to have you there and promote the whole.
I'd love to. It'd be fun to have a beer with you guys.
Superstar. All right, mate.
Well done, Dave.
See you guys.
Drive
Thank
well.
You so much. Yep. Cheers.
Watch the Supercars live on Foxtel KO. It's this weekend at Tail and Bend in South Australia. That's Dave Reynolds. Coming up, the Song Whisperer. It's Molloy on Triple M.
This is Malloy.
Leighton Park there, what I've done. Denise Scott is in the building. She just arrived and she's going to be joining us in the next few
throwing
minutes
her weight
on Malloy.
Already.
She is
tipping over furniture, scolding the staff.
Rock star sort of style.
She really does.
Yeah, Denise
have
Scott.
A hissy fit.
She's changed, doesn't she?
Showbiz.
Used
like
to be really nice and sort of.
Anyway, it's amazing what a little bit of power does to people. Is what I'll say. Oh, that's the voice of the Song Whisperer. Hello. Play him in, Dave.
Okay.
With Jay, the Song Whisperer.
It's COVID talk, a lot of stuff. You know, people out there, you know what they want to be doing? They want to be cheered up. They want a real uplift.
Gotcha.
You know, something joyous.
Had a big day at work. You need something just to get you in the mood
on
the way home.
What do you got?
Yeah. Fire something.
Not that. I do not have that. Get ready for it. Here we go.
Okay. Well, I'll be the judge.
Okay. All right. A young girl feels insignificant and ignored. She is struggling. Her mother lacks empathy and understanding. In fact, her mother is responsible for the girl's angst and pain. Her mother's actions and emotional abuse cause the girl to question her very worth.
Oh, jeez. Crikey.
What happened there?
Well done.
What's up? Feel good sort of Wednesday song. Yeah,
Uptown Girl.
Uptown Girl. Stupid.
Don't be stupid.
As if.
Did you say
it is not Uptown Girl?
Just, well, it's about a young girl. Girls just want to have fun. why would you
not
do
Cindy
this?
Lauper.
Why? So it's a young girl is depressed because her mum. It's Mother's Day Sunday. You know that too, don't you? So you've gone and blown all the goodwill in the room. A song about a terrified young girl.
Yep.
Who's struggling.
Yep.
And her mother has no empathy. Yeah.
None.
Chicks.
It's bad news.
You want to have a go?
I don't know. She's always a woman.
She's always a woman to me.
Yellow card, Dave.
Not Billy Joel.
Yellow card. 1-3.
It is never Billy Joel.
It's never Should Billy
be.
Joel.
Should be.
I did go with Uptown Girl.
You did.
This is Malloy. To gather back around your wireless people, here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
Massive, waiting in the green room, getting a rub down right now as we speak, is Denise Scott.
There she is.
Who'll be in here. Refused to be part of Song Whisperer. And I just, because she said, I don't know much about music, just found out she was on Spicks and Specs.
She was. I think their team won too.
What?
Yes.
Slap in the face.
Jeez.
Is what it is. We will speak to Denise about that.
Yes.
And other matters soon. I believe she's been in Airbnb.
I'm right, okay.
That will be worth the price of admission alone. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. Let's start at the top. A crime report too, by the way.
Okay. Very forward to that.
If you want to hang around, there's a story about Kid Rock.
Kid Rock, yeah, okay.
And his bar in Nashville that you won't fully understand. One of my, I've added it to my favourite headlines.
Okay, I'll look forward to a crime report.
Oh,
stick
you
around
will.
After
you
this.
You don't want to miss this. Now, Song Whisperer, all we asked is we didn't want a tale of woe today. We wanted something uplifting.
Yeah.
Mother's Day's around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Something cheery.
Something
for the girls. What have you come up with? Synopsis, please. This is unbelievable. Staggering.
A young girl feels insignificant and ignored. She is struggling. Her mother lacks empathy and understanding. In fact, her mother is responsible for the girl's angst and pain. Her mother's actions and emotional abuse cause the girl to question her worth.
Wow.
Doing something.
That's the song.
Do you have
man.
A problem with women or issues or is that
something you need
this
to say?
Song?
Well, I'm just saying. Well, what would you.
This is the song. This is the synopsis of the song.
I don't know, but I just. Why would you bring it to the table?
Yeah.
I mean, sure.
Well, I mean, once you hear the song, you'll.
Girls, Girls, Girls by Captain and Tennille. I thought there was that one. Was that?
Well, it's Motley Crue had a song called Girls, Girls, Girls.
I don't know if that's
it's
much
neither,
better.
It's neither of those versions.
Okay.
Lil Downer.
No, but, well, the song is, you know, hey, this is a band that writes these types of songs. It's what they do.
Yeah.
Well, is that a hint? Matt's on the line. Matt.
Oh, come on, Matt.
Have a crack at this, would you? This morbid ditty.
Yeah.
After the Song Whisperer set a band, I don't think it's going to be my pick, but I think this is it.
Righto.
Mother, Mother by Tracy Bonham.
Hungry, I'm dirty, I'm losing my mind. Not bad.
Ooh, that ticks the boxes, I reckon.
It's a great guess, and it's a great song, but not correct, man. I'm sorry.
What about?
That's a shame.
What's the song? Mother, Mother, Mother. You're not ringing any bells.
Is that Marvin Gaye?
Do you want me to hum it?
Yeah, can you?
Mother,
Mother, Mother.
It's Marvin Gaye.
Is it Marvin Gaye?
Oh, you're into Marvin Gaye at the moment, aren't you? Case of Brick Lane. That's right.
I want to play the bongos for Marvin Gaye.
Shot by his father. Terrible story.
Now you're doing it.
It's my fault.
What happened to let's have a bit of fun on the radio? That's all morbid family. Torturous.
Bringing us down somewhere.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in, everyone. Yeah. Cheery.
Yeah.
Midweek show. Michael's on the line. Come on, Michael.
Hi, guys.
What's the song, please?
It's not a humming song, but I think it's no doubt Just a Girl.
Good song.
Feels good, too. Yeah.
No doubt. What's the song she did in the orange jumpsuit?
Oh, Whitney would remember that one. Gwen Stefani, orange jumpsuit. Oh, I can't remember.
The orange jumpsuit. Is that the one where they're like overtaking, the band is overtaking like a Navy ship?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Feeling Hella Good? Is that the one you're thinking of?
Was it the B-A-N-A-N-A-S one?
No, that's her solo work.
Was it right?
Okay. No, why don't we ask Denise Scott? She's been on Spicks.
It's My Life, apparently, so Whitney says.
It's My Life, thank you. Okay. Works for me.
Which is a cover song, I think. So well.
It's not, no doubt.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Duke yourself.
Talk did the original. You're welcome. Case of Brick Lane draft for Dave. Michael, thanks for calling.
Michael, did we say no or not?
No, it's not correct.
Okay.
Sorry, Michael.
Jesus, Nick, help us out. Nick.
Come on, Nick.
What do you think?
How you going, guys?
Yeah, good. What's on your mind?
I reckon it's Pearl Jam by Daughter by Pearl Jam.
Here we go.
Oh, they're liking it out.
Matty O's nodding away from British India. He's got some music cred with him.
Nick and Matty O, both correct.
Hey, is that right?
Good duty.
Well, you've got a prize, which is $200 to go shopping at the neverlandstore.com.au, home of Australian streetwear shopping store online. You'll love that. Hey, Mick, I've got a little something for you right now.
Mother, yeah. There's too many of you crying. Bit of bongos here would be good.
Is it?
Boogada, 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 boogada.
Brother. What a voice. Brother now.
He can sing. These are all my karaoke songs,
are they?
By the way.
All right.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Hello. Yes, it's Denise Scott. Enters the studio and takes a seat. How are you?
Well, I'm very, very well. Thank you.
Great to see you.
Thank you, everyone.
Great to have you back in the studio.
It's been a long time, Mick, since I've seen you in the flesh.
Well, I've had a comb over since then.
I know. I didn't know you'd had a comb over.
I was really looking forward to your reaction, because I thought you would have found it kind of hot. You know, in that kind of...
Well, I didn't know you had it.
Male pattern baldness way that somehow.
Well, you know, I would have, when you showed me the photo, interesting that you would show me the photo of your comb over, because it is repulsive. But good on you.
Well, I had a crack.
You had a crack.
I'm not going to die wondering.
Exactly.
That's the future. Well, I've had a good look at the future.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know?
And it's not with me, I'll tell you that. I don't even know why that is funny. It's not.
It is.
It's sad.
You can do a lot better. You have done.
thank you.
Happily married with your partner. Johnny's been vaccinated.
Have
you been vaccinated?
Because of his place of work, he had to. No, I haven't. I'm a bit slack. I'm going to, though.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm going to.
Clock's ticking.
Absolutely. I know it is in many ways.
Yeah.
But yes. Yes.
I've got to ask you this. We were talking about the guy, COVID-19 guy.
He's
been contact traced. Barbecue butcher. what would pop up if you were contact traced and we went back through where you've been in the last few days? Is there anything there that you might feel uneasy about?
Well, interestingly, there is, because usually I don't go anywhere much.
Okay.
But we've just had our bathroom, renovated, and for some reason that made me obsessed about getting new sheets. Nothing to do with the bathroom. obsessed about, because we've got quite a high mattress, so they had to have the 50-centimetre drop, Mick. A normal sheet has a 40-centimetre. Well, I had to find 50-centimetre drop. Right? So I went, am I allowed to say brands?
You're
confused with my ABC career.
No, this is
which
commercial radio.
Go for it.
Anyway, so I went into David Jones. I thought, well, I'm in the city. To be honest, I went to go to Bed Bath & Table in Melbourne because I love Bed Bath & Table.
Sure.
That
but
would
it's,
be
gone.
You.
It's gone.
Oh,
the store is gone in the city of Melbourne. I thought, well, I'll just go into David Jones.
Right.
Now, I was happy to go to the cheap part of David Jones linen wear. But
Manchester, isn't it?
Manchester. Yeah. Thank you. Linen wear. Well, you know, that's what you wear as a shirt.
David Jones Manchester. That's
David
good.
David Jones Manchester.
That's got
well, yes, but then off I went. I looked for the 50 centimetre drop. I looked for the correct shade of bone.
Right. Quite specific what you're looking for.
Yes. And I ended up in the most expensive Parisian chic section with a charming young man who sold me a lot of linen, Parisian linen. No, I came back mortified. I lost sleep all night.
Impulse buy, was it? Or were you trying to impress the young man?
Did No, just an impulse buy. I thought, good God, I'm 66. Why not have a Parisian sheet set?
It's my turn.
To go with the new bathroom.
Satin?
It's not even.
What's the thread count?
Well, exactly. That's exactly what John said to me. It's a 300 thread count, which I believe is pretty bad.
I don't know. Casting aspersions, but with a rubber underlay, is it? Or with the. I'm just suggesting that.
What are you suggesting?
John's a little older.
Prostate.
Prostate may not.
Yes,
be.
Of course we have the rubber underlay.
Egyptian sheets. Why are Egyptian sheets good? Well, when did they become?
Why are you asking me?
The big swinging dicks of sheets? Oh, sorry, Egyptian. Oh well, good on you. And when did they become the?
Good point.
What did you say they were? The swinging.
The big
what?
Swinging dicks of sheets.
Good grief, I thought that's what you said. I didn't want to repeat it, but now you have.
So you've got your sheets and you've got your bathroom. Why are you renovating your bathroom, by the way?
Well, because
you're putting in a rail to hold onto in the shower.
Well, no, we're not. We are. There's the space for it. Don't you? Oh, Mr. Comb-over, you can't talk. Mr. Comb-over, you're getting a rail. Of course we're getting a rail. Yeah. Because what happened was, I've told you this story, I think. Yeah, for 36 years we've lived in our house. For 36 years I've had to climb in and out of the clawfoot bath to have a shower.
Yeah.
Now, Mick, I was reaching a stage where I thought, I don't want to die of COVID, nor do I want to die of climbing in and out of my clawfoot bath.
No.
So we had to get a walk-in shower. That's why we got it.
And it wouldn't be fair on first responders to see you lying around in a clawfoot bath.
I'm saying it could be a highlight of their life.
It could be. But
what I wanted to get to, Mick, could I possibly get to a point? is that so the builders we had, and I'm going to give it Andy Martin in charge of the build at
good
our place. God, he's good.
Is
he's great.
Good.
And they love you, Mick.
Oh,
why Triple M blaring? See, I'd never listened before.
Well done, Andy. No,
you didn't
Andy
hear
and the
what
tradies.
I said. We're both talking at the same time, so you didn't hear me insult you, which is good.
Well, what did you say?
So I said I got to listen here, Triple M, because we had builders at the house. Anyway,
otherwise,
see what I did then?
You did it.
All right, I'll never be back. But... So the thing is, one of the tradies, won't say his name, he told me they did the lighting for your renovation.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
And I got a little bit of dirt on you,
no.
Mr. Malloy.
What did
yes,
they say?
I did.
Do you want to hear it now or after the break? Do you want
to? Well, I can do it quickly. There's a couple.
I'll do
point number one.
Yeah, cool.
That you were doing breakfast radio at the time, and you would come home from breakfast radio, and you would go to sleep fine on the couch in the room where they were working. They worked around you while you just, I thought, well, there's a man who loves himself. There's a man who's comfortable in his own skin.
I'm a simple man.
Couldn't care less that there's tradesmen hither
just
and thither.
Lying on the couch.
Just passed out on the couch.
Yeah, well,
good work, Mick.
My couch has its own shroud of Turin style. A little outline. Hold that thought. I bet you there's more trading talk in just a moment.
There's very much more.
We'll be back with more Denise Scott after this.
It's Malloy.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
And a crime report coming up soon as well. It is Malloy. Denise Scott in studio on Triple
Big
A.
Hello, shout out to your Sparkies. I remember Tim and...
They were excellent. Andy Martin is in charge of the building.
They couldn't master my... I said, what do you want, Mick? I said, some of that clap-on technology. I wouldn't do it. Because that's the laziest of all, isn't it?
Oh, why don't
you... Lights off.
Yeah, you. Well, they loved working with you, and I have to say, they told me with glee how much you made them laugh.
Oh, that's nice.
As they looked at me with disappointment. I could tell because I just hide. I'm very scared of tradespeople.
Are you?
Oh, yeah, I am. I'm really intimidated. Okay. So we moved out, and then when we moved back in, I was still there. I'd just hide in my bedroom. I wouldn't come out. Wouldn't come out for anything or anyone. I used the public toilet across the street or down the street. But well, I didn't want to go in front of tradesmen and say, excuse me while I go to the toilet. No, I was too frightened.
They wouldn't bother. They'd be in there with the form guy.
That's right.
And speaking of that, Big Shawnee the Tyler. Oh, man. I've got to give a shout out to Big Shawnee.
Big Shawnee, good
he's
job.
Beautiful, Tyler. Is beautiful. He? Yeah, oh, by word. But he's so, I mean, tall, not right, you know, broad right. like a. And one day, because they were putting in the new toilet, and he said, Denise, do you want to check out, you know, how it is? And so he just picked it up. He just picked up the new toilet, which was out in the living room, one-handed. Mick carried it into the toilet, sat it down. Have a seat, Denise. And just not literally, you know,
here's
do a poo in
material.
The news.
Make
beautiful.
Yourself comfortable.
Very, very, very happy
I'm
with that.
Glad.
And I just have, oh, and Grant, the floor polisher, good grief, there's an artist. He's an artist. He was so obsessed with sanding our floor.
Yes.
He'd stay till 9 o'clock at night and we'd go back to the house, have a look in the back window because we weren't allowed in our own house, of course, in case we mucked it up. And he'd be going, these are the best floorboards I've ever seen. And, but it could have been the polish, you know, that they used to the fumes.
He was good.
He was real good.
He got all the chalk outlines out off my floor, which I thought were great.
And also, just quickly, if I got into them,
yes,
anyway,
please,
I've got to apologise to the young man. I don't think he was more than 22.
What have you done?
Oh, well, as I said, I hid in my room. And I just didn't bother, you know, I mean, I got dressed, but not by 7:30 in the morning. And there's this young man knocks on the front door and I think, well, it's one of the tradies. They all know to go around the back.
Yeah, sure.
So I thought, well, I'll just stay in bed. You know, I just had a pair of underpants, a T-shirt on. Right. Anyway, look out, Mr. Comb-over. and then he goes around the back. I think, okay, that's done. But there's no one out there. I don't know where all the tradies are. And I hear him coming down the hallway and I'm thinking, no. And I've quickly got up and I'm trying to pull on some trousers. No. He's going in. Oh, anyone here? And he came into the bedroom and there's me.
Oh.
I haven't managed to pull on my trousers. Well, the look on his face.
He's got one leg on or something. He looked like he's trying to make a quick getaway.
Well, the look on that poor guy's face. And he just literally reversed out. I saw that look go back down all the way, so I have to apologise to him. But beautiful job.
Right.
In fact, the bathroom is so schmick, I couldn't use it. Didn't have a shower for 5 days. I didn't feel as though I belonged.
The core bathroom shower arrangement is gone?
Shower. It's gone. Oh, we had to compromise. I said to John, you can't have a bath and a shower. But
where did you go while they were doing this? I had a room. You were staying in an Airbnb?
Oh, we went to different Airbnbs.
Mm-hmm.
And look, there's good ones. But can I read you a letter that was left in the communal laundry? Just to finish with?
Please.
So this is what greeted me when I went to use the communal laundry at the Airbnb. A note. Spelling not great, but who cares? But ladies, there is a knickers thief in the building. To the thief, spelt incorrectly, but you know. To the thief, I didn't really want the worn, in brackets, by you, brown-stained pair returned, you gross cow. So there I am, dry-retching in the communal laundry of our Airbnb, thinking, take my knickers, have them. I don't care who you are. They're hopeless.
That
have
should be
knickers.
The title of your autobiography. Take my knickers, please. By Denise Scott.
Man.
It's always a pleasure to have you on. A fascinating insight into your life. Love to John. And I'm sorry the comb-over's gone. Yeah. I'll do it again for you.
If you wouldn't mind. Or you can just give me that photo.
I will.
Well, text it. You know, whatever you do these days.
Be kind with it.
Yeah. Denise Scott, it's Malloy, and this is Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
I need to report a crime.
Malloy's crime report.
Oh, it's full as good today, Dave.
What do you got?
I'm going to start with my new favourite headline because in the past, we've got a collection of my favourite headlines.
Okay.
The ones that are in the Hall of Fame are Johnny Rotten bitten on penis by flea after befriending squirrels.
That's strong.
Russia's sausage king killed with a crossbow in sauna. Or my all-time favourite, Gordon Ramsay's porn dwarf double found dead in badger hole. Now, they are all good, but
I need to read more.
I like Stand By for man arrested after allegedly swinging full colostomy bag at Kid Rock's bar.
That's strong. And I'm clicking on that story as well.
That is a dissatisfied customer. Ooh. Have you got the news report, Dave?
Kid Rock owns a bar in Nashville called Kid Rock's Big Ass Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse. Male took off his colostomy bag and started swinging it at others. Some units have feces on them.
Oh, that's awful.
Jeez, that's a bad thing today.
No.
If you turn up for that.
Ugh.
You ever done that, Dave? You've
what
got
do
a colostomy bag.
What are you talking about?
You've got them. You can't get yours on as hand luggage. It's always that full.
So colostomy is like the back business, isn't it? So
well, it's either. It can be urine or feces. Oh, I don't like using the word on radio. Oh, but yeah, it's your colostomy bag. And when it's full as a goog, you
swing
off
it
you
around.
Go. Yeah. Empty. Well, you don't empty it.
What do you do with it?
If you have Kid Rock's bar, I bet you that's the type of place girls dance around the colostomy bag. it's just on the ground. You're dancing. Not a huge one for etiquette, but I'm not sure.
Yuck, that is revolting.
Just swinging you.
Nah. Jeez. Not into that at all. I've been to some of those honky-tonk bars in Nashville, and I've never seen any colostomy bags.
Where'd you go? Nashville. What were you doing?
I was there for JBJ. Okay. He played at Bridgestone.
Okay. You know I'm going to have to ask for more phrasing.
John Bon Jovi. Yeah, he was playing at Bridgestone Arena. He was staying at the Hutton Hotel, I think.
Tell me
at the time.
This. Were you like John Travolta in Urban Cowboy? Were you wearing like a 10-gallon hat?
I bought a shirt in Nashville.
If you had a big belt, I'm going to lose it.
I wanted to buy some boots in Nashville because that's the thing to do, but I think they were ripping the public off, so they're a bit overpriced, so I decided
He's
not.
He's gone to Nashville and turned up his nose at the price of cowboy
they
boots.
They were screwing the tourists over, I think, so I said not paying
you're
that.
The only guy boot scooting in sand shoes. Because you wouldn't.
Mate.
What is wrong with you?
I'd rather go to, I don't know, a place up the road and buy boots in Nashville. They were ripping you off there. Too expensive.
Can we keep moving?
Yes, what are you?
We're going to Melbourne now.
Right.
Car thieves. So they tried to steal a car, but they couldn't because it was a manual. They couldn't drive it. Here's the story.
The owner of the car had just arrived home from his job, parked his car in the street, and was confronted by two men. They threatened him with a knife and demanded he hand over his wallet and car keys, which he did. He didn't have any cash on him, so the thieves suggested they put him in the boot and drive him to an ATM. But the two offenders couldn't drive a manual car and stalled it a number of times before leaving it in the street and taking off.
It was the slowest car chase in the history of police car chases. Oh, quick, call the chopper. We'll need to follow the
there
car
he is.
Bunny yep. hopping Stopped. Down the street.
Start, stop, start.
My stop. Boys could steal that car. Mate. They've already stolen a golf cart. They're only eight.
Yeah.
Stole it when they were six.
Get your manual license too, by the way. Yeah.
My boys, they're like the Apex gang.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. Man, not only did they stole it, they crashed it and then did a runner. And then denied it.
And you must have been so proud.
And then pinned it on each other.
Yeah.
It was Fred, Dad. It was
That's
Lenny,
awesome.
Dad. He made me do it. You idiot. Learn to. If you're
get a
going
manual
to,
license.
Or get a getaway driver.
Yeah,
I mean,
good point.
If a getaway driver doesn't have his manual license, he should be able to drive.
You don't see many manual cars anymore, though.
Three on the tree? What about three on the tree?
Oh, mate, how good were they?
Oh, mate. You get a getaway driver who knows how to
Idiots.
Drive a manual.
And it's a Hyundai as well.
Oh, interesting. Imagine the Getz.
Well,
imagine
Hyundai
the Getz as a getaway car.
Well, mine's a manual, so yeah, could have been it.
Where were you?
We should check those details.
Hey, here's a good story. A McDonald's robber who demanded chicken nuggets.
Mm.
Had to accept breakfast food instead because he was still too early for the main day menu. Sir, I want McNuggets. I'm sorry, sir, we're still serving breakfast.
Yes.
I'll have the
come back
egg and McMuffin. You idiot.
Yeah.
Hey, either check the time.
That's right.
He must be on the way home.
Yeah.
You're not up that early. You're not trying to rob a McDonald's.
Not a proper robber.
The only person trying to rob McDonald's no, should be the hamburger.
Okay.
What do you do? What are you trying to do? Take Mayor McCheese as hostage? You're an idiot, mate. imagine that guy. I always do this. What are you in jail for? Oh, mate, you know, serial killer. Yeah. What do you do? I knocked over.
Armed robbery.
Armed robbery. What do you do? Oh, I tried to rob McDonald's for some McNuggets. But just settle for a bun. We've got so much more, but we can't get through them. I'd love to do another quick one. No, I'm being
out
waved
of time.
Off.
Out of all time. Right. That's our crime report.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
It is thanks to Specsavers, where you can get $150 off Specsavers' quality range of multifocal lenses. Limited time conditions apply. Multifocal, do you know what that means?
Well, talk me through it, but I have a fair idea.
It allows you to see at multiple distances, all right?
Different.
Because they've got different sections for viewing, close, up, far away, or everything in between. So I don't have multifocal, and I need them.
You're an idiot.
Oh, I know. Well, I'm going to go to
Specsavers.
Specsavers. Well, we're going to go there.
$150, well, now it's multifocals.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you talking about?
So I drive, and I'm long-sighted, which means I can... No, I'm short-sighted. I can see well short, but not well long. But I think my short's going, so
but
I need
to... You still look hot.
Do I?
And bookish at the same time, because it's multifocal.
Yeah, yeah.
This is how good...
This is brilliant.
Specsavers are. Mm. People who've been using contact lenses are taking them out.
Oh, is that right?
Bugger it. I'm going back to the lenses. I'm going down to Specsavers.
Even the laser surgery, they're getting it redone.
Laser surgery, getting it reversed. Do you know what I'm doing? I'm poking myself in the eye. Right?
I don't know whether that's recommended.
I've got poking myself in the eye,
so
I've got vision problems, just so I can go to Specsavers. That's true.
Okay. Well, there's 300 stores nationally, so there's no issue getting in and getting your eyes tested.
He's got 20/20 vision, and he spends all day just trying to... blur his eye,
bugger
trying to
up.
Get his retinas to detach.
Right.
So he can go down to Specsavers and look hot.
Yep.
And be on the cusp of cutting edge fashion.
Yeah, yeah.
And when it comes to optometry, my friend, there is Specsavers and then daylight.
I'm with you.
Which you can see clearly through your multifocal.
That's right. You've got distance vision, you've got intermediate vision and near vision. The multifocal.
I know astronomers who don't even get these big telescopes. The
No kidding.
No, they just go to Specsavers and look up. Gotcha. Look, there's the 3 moons of Saturn.
Yeah, there's the
saucepan. Rings. A saucepan, or as it's known in the northern planet, Orion's Belt.
Yeah, you said that once before.
Well, check it out, nerd.
Notice the saucepan.
Hey, I love Specsavers. Give me more details.
All right, so here's the other thing. They've got popular design brands, because a lot of people like their brands. So
I'm going the Orbison. I want to go the Orbison, the Warhol. I'm going the Warhol.
Okay.
And the Lennon. I mean, John Lennon, if he was around today, he would I'm a Specsavers man.
He'd write a song about it.
He would.
What do you do? He'd go back to Abbey Road.
Wearing... Specsavers.
Well, you can get the Country Road, the Tommy Hilfiger, Converse, Hugo Boss,
Yoko
Levi's.
Yoko Ono would approve.
Oh, she would too.
If John Lennon, she would make him go down to Specsavers.
You're absolutely right. Well, they can
do it. You may be the best songwriter in the world, mate, but get down to Specsavers, do yourself a favour, and get involved.
And get $150 off Specsavers' quality range of multifocal lenses, limited time, conditions apply.
Oh, get me an eye chart.
Thanks, Specsavers. It's Malloy on Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
That is the show for another day, Wednesday.
I was
the
good today. You were okay. You know what we were? Serviceable.
Was I?
Yeah.
You know Dan Bradley, the content director here at the radio station?
The one who sacked you from a different station. Hoping he's still up to it.
No, he was quite... He was very complimentary of me today. So, mate, you've really, you know, you've stood up this year and you're sounding great on the air.
Can I tell you something?
What does this mean?
That's what happens just before they lower the boom.
Is that what happens? Mate,
it's a phrase. When you've got the full support of the board,
I've walked into
that's when you're in trouble.
Oh, what an idiot.
Do you know what that is? That's the radio equivalent of the kiss of death of being kissed on the lips, mafia style.
Oh, no.
You'll be taken out by Dan Bradley tomorrow and whacked.
Idiot.
You'll be driven out in the gets. you'll be found. Oh, Dave.
I was walked out of a radio station once when I left to go to a rival. Yeah, I was walked out. Had to give the pass and the keys to the garage and stuff. Oh, man, that's an awkward situation.
Oh, man, that's my walk of shame. I've done it 100
You've
times.
You've done it plenty of times.
I keep a box packed here.
Ready to go
just in case it happens. Oh, who's on tomorrow's show
in
case we're still here?
Jim Jefferies is going to join us tomorrow from LA.
Oh, my God, and?
The news is Triple M presents Jim Jefferies, June and July 2021.
Man, bang. Well done, Triple M. This will be one of our greatest presents ever.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favourite comedians.
Him.
He's Australia's own. He's going to shoot the lights out. Anyone who saw him last time will know how funny this bloke is. Right up our alley.
And I think Amos Gill, who we had on yesterday, is going to do some shows with Jim as well.
And guess what? he's on the poster.
He is on the poster.
Yeah, he's got on the poster. Which is good at gym, isn't it?
Yeah.
To gym to go, you know,
Amos if someone you're working with. Yeah. Oh, Mick, I'm not on any poster.
Well, we've got a new poster coming out.
And have we?
Yeah. I've got nothing to tell you.
Well, got it good. To Dan.
Okay, can I tell you the big news?
And I'm what's Amos.
I've put Amos Gill on my poster. Oh, we've gone quiet, have we? All right. All that and more coming up on tomorrow.
Hey, what about
morning.
A couple of tickets to Jim Jefferies right
Let's
now?
Do
Let's
it.
Jump the gun. Tickets go on sale Thursday, May 13, 11 a.m. through frontiertouring.com. Two tickets right now, 133353. Back tomorrow with Malloy on Triple M.
This has been the Malloy Drive Show podcast. Get $150 off Specsavers quality range of multifocal lenses for better vision near or far. Should have gone to Specsavers. Limited time, conditions apply.